FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. It's Kerry Lutz, and it's time for another Triple Lutz Report. This is episode 393. The date is December 31st, 2015, the last broadcast of the year. First and foremost, I wish all of you a happy and a healthy new year, success, prosperity, and that your dreams come true. I hope that it brings everything that you've been wishing for a long time. Myself, 2015 has been an incredible year. A lot of ups and downs psychologically, financially, emotionally. It's had its challenges, but the show and all the other shows that I've added this year, if you're not familiar with them, we've got the Identity Theft Warriors. We've got the Instant Equity Show with Mike Gazzola. We just helped John Rubino get his podcast going, dollarcollapse.com. And we've got one coming up on stem cells now. So many more of you listening, so many more of you writing. You know, you can always reach me by writing me at al@kerrylutz.com, kerrylutz.com. More emails than I've ever gotten in my life. Doing my best to answer you. I promise that I will answer you if you write. Good, bad, indifferent, guest suggestions, partnership suggestions, etc. The show just continues to amaze me. You people listening out there, part of the FSN community, you amaze me. And I'm really honored and humble that so many of you find what I do worthwhile and couldn't do it without you. I know everybody in the media says that, but this is really true. Without you, I would just be talking to myself, basically, and that's enough to drive anyone crazy. Next show coming up, and I'm really proud of this show. I'm incredibly enthusiastic and excited about it. It's called The Truth About Stem Cells. I spoke last week about the almost miraculous cures that many people have realized through stem cell therapy. I urge you to look at Dr. Sharon McQuillan's site. It's easy to find it. It's Dr. Sharon McQuillan, McQuillan.com. And that's Sharon, Sharon. The things that are happening, if you suffer from arthritis, COPD, type 2 diabetes, tendon problems, ligament problems, back pain, then stem cells are going to eventually be the first line of treatment for these ailments. And they're available now. It's very inexpensive compared to the alternative. And you just need to get in touch with Dr. McQuillan's office. Tell her I sent you. We're going to be doing a regular weekly show. It's going to be amazing. Talking with patients who've had incredible success. Talking to people who were prescribed to have hip replacement, knee replacement, so many other types. Torn rotator cuffs, great example of what this treatment can do. Doesn't work for everyone, no guarantees, but look, this is the cutting edge. The risks are less than any other type of treatment, including pharmaceuticals, and the potential benefits, well, they're just amazing. I'm probably going to have it done later on this month myself. I've got neck problems I've had from an old ski injury. I've got bad tendonitis in my shoulders and some other maladies, and I'm really looking forward to doing this. I can't even tell you how excited I am about it. Just investigate it, get the information, and see if it's right for you. Insurance coverage is iffy at this point. Some will, some won't. It's still considered an experimental therapy, but I urge you to take a look at it because this is where medicine is heading. The savings, potential savings, go into the tens of billions of dollars per year. It's just amazing. So wanted to share with you a movie that I saw last night, The Big Short. And if you haven't seen it already, or you haven't been thinking of going to see it, I suggest you do. It was just an incredible movie. You're not familiar with it. It's based upon the book by Michael Lewis, He wrote a book called The Big Short, Inside the Doomsday Machine, and he outlined all of the things that took place during the subprime mortgage meltdown, which spread to the world economy and almost brought the world economy to its knees. The book details several groups of people who realized that the housing crash was going to occur. These groups of hedge fund managers, investors, saw the handwriting on the wall in 2006 and looked for a way to bet against the housing market, the subprime market, etc. And what they did, they were able to use exotic derivatives to make billions. We're talking about collateralized debt obligations. And they bet on these instruments. They're basically insurance. We've talked about them before, but they're insurance that you could buy when the house is already burning down effectively. And it's the funniest thing because in the movie, they would go to Goldman Sachs, all the other big brokers, and they'd say, we want to bet against housing. And these people would look at them like, are you insane? Mortgages are the safest investment in the world. But sure, if you want to throw your money out, we'll take it. Now, the cast in the movie included Steve Carell, Brad Pitt, Christian Bay, and Ryan Gosling. It's hard to figure out who put in the better performance of the four of them. They were incredible. They were so good. The other thing is the way that they would explain various speculative bets, they really brought it down so that you can understand it. I mean, I will tell you, I don't know what a CDO squared is. I'm really not sure, but I do know that MBIA, which is a major mortgage insurer in the county where I used to live, they were a neighbor. They lost billions of dollars on these CDO squared. They used to just insure mortgages. Somehow they got it into their heads that they should be insuring collateralized debt obligations or derivatives, and they just lost their shirt on it. They went to court. Eventually, they settled, but this was a spectacular story. The hero, one of the heroes of the whole movie, was a guy named Mike Berry, Dr. Michael Berry, actually an MD, a former neurologist. He only had one eye. He had Asperger's syndrome, but he was some kind of genius with numbers, and he caught on to this first. He knew what was happening. Then he bet the entire hedge fund he was running, about $500 million, on the housing market going down. And what was really incredible is that his investors thought he was insane. His biggest backer said, I'm suing you. I want my money back. And he suspended all withdrawals from the fund. And then I won't tell you what happens at the end. It's not a spoiler because you know that the thing collapses, but he sends a big check to this investor with a you're welcome. And then there were other guys who were in on this. They never talked about Paulson in the book. Paulson was a big one. He probably wouldn't cooperate with it. He wanted to keep a lower profile. He went on to lose a ton of money in hedge funds in the resource sector, but he's still holding out. Just really amazing, amazing acting. I can't even tell you enough. One thing I was disappointed about is they go to Florida to do due diligence, one group of investors, and they're there looking at these houses in a subdevelopment that were going for $500,000 each. Only four of the houses were occupied, and one of them was by a tenant. And basically, the whole thing, beautiful new houses, empty. And this is when they knew that their bet was a virtually a sure thing because the mortgages were tanking, but the big investment houses weren't admitting it. They were covering it up. So I'll just tell you one scene. They're in the back of this house. The pool is literally green. These two guys doing the due diligence, and they're looking around the house, and all of a sudden, a gator jumps out of the pool, like a huge gator. It was hysterical because if you're in Florida, there are gators all over the place. Generally, scared of people, keep away from populated areas. But like I outlined in the last Triple Lutz report, you never know where those darn gators are going to pop up. Like that one guy hiding in the pond got eaten by an 11-foot gator, killed, and all because he was running from the police trying to avoid getting caught burglarizing homes. So the movie, though, is the acting is so fine. Steve Carell, I've never really been a fan of his, but he plays one of the main actors in this story. Steve Eisman, who is a hedge fund manager and really kind of obnoxious kind of character, and just very brash and bellicose and hostile and just not a nice person. And Carell is masterfully depicts this person. I don't know any of these people in real life, but I could tell you that Carell just did an incredible job. And which one gets the Academy Award nomination? I don't know. Christian Bale played Dr. Michael Burry, Carell, and then you had Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt was amazing in this movie. I've always thought that he was never a masterful actor, but he was so nonverbal in this movie. And he's a reclusive billionaire, brilliant trader. And there's a scene where he's doing these trades in a pub in Ireland. It's just precious. Not going to do any spoilers on this. And then Ryan Gosling plays a basic typical Wall Streeter peddling his product, but he's so good. He captures these people. I knew, was friends with so many Wall Streeters where I lived. This is in the suburbs where I live. That's where so many of the hedge fund guys live, and the investment bankers and the bond salesmen. These were my friends, and he just depicts it perfectly. And the language that takes place when they're talking about this stuff is really what these Wall Streeters do. I mean, it's hard to be on Wall Street if you don't have an ample vocabulary of four-letter words, let me tell you. So highly recommended, you know, two thumbs up, and go see it. You could bring your wife with you or your husband, even if you don't know anything about finance. It's that good. You will love this movie, I promise you. Hey, send in your opinions of it. I'd love to hear how you felt about it. So 2016, going to be a very challenging year ahead. We got the election. Everything is up in the air with that election because Hillary, who knows what's going to be with her. Trump appears to be the front runner, but he doesn't have the organization, supposedly doesn't have it. I'm not sure. We will find out about that, but he's basically blown out all the other candidates with the exception of Ted Cruz and maybe Rubio. I'm not sure of that, but it's going to have an effect. My personal preference, well, doesn't really matter. I don't know if I'm going to vote this time or not. I haven't voted in many, many years. I just, the futility of it, I don't see the point, but hey, not your duty as a citizen to vote, only if you feel compelled to. So gold and silver production still going down, no question about it, especially because so many ounces get produced in base metal mines. All of the base metal prices have imploded. You look at copper, it's like 211 down from 354. Lead, zinc, all of them, where they find gold and silver as byproducts, all are on the skids. So base metal mines are shutting down. Therefore, you're going to be looking at supply of gold and silver being way, way down. On the other hand, like John Rubino says, because energy is so low and the biggest cost in a mine is energy, whether you have to produce it on site through generators or whether you're pulling it off the grid, energy is so expensive. Then you've got these machines that basically huge trucks and all that, bulldozers, all of that. It's such an energy reliant business. Energy costs way down. And then what you see is that places like Canada, outside the US, the price of precious metals is extremely high, but the costs are denominated in local currencies. So the costs have come way down because of energy and because of collapsing currencies. So you might just see substantial profits turned in by these miners as a result of costs saved rather than high prices of metals. But in Canada, it's way higher than it is here in the US. And just take a look at kitco.com. I guess we should take a look at the metal prices and say what they are now. So you'll know gold is right around $10.61 the ounce. Silver back down under $14 at $13.82. I'm telling you this right around noontime. So basically, the markets, they've lost. Gold was down in the last year, 10%, $122 in US dollars, but it's behaving better in other currencies, like I told you. So keep that in mind. Bitcoin is really the big winner this year, amazingly enough. I had almost written it off for dead myself. It's at $431.39 right now as we're speaking. It's way, way up from its low point. Okay. It started out the year $315.35. So it's up 115, which is almost 50% it went up for the year. So we're seeing substantial increases in Bitcoin, a much less manipulative or manipulated market, harder to manipulate Bitcoin than gold and silver. Stock prices, you know, we could well see that they're not going to do well. Nenner Research said for 2015, stock prices would basically not do a heck of a lot. Pretty much back and forth. That's what they've done. For the coming year, though, different story. So take a look at Charles Nenner. New sponsors, man, we've just gotten so many great sponsors this year. One I'm really most proud of that I know so many of you have signed up there, libertyhealthshare.org. You can find out more about them at joinlhs.com. It is a healthcare cost-sharing ministry. It is exempt under Obamacare. My monthly cost for conventional insurance was $11.50 a month this year. I had the platinum plan on a local carrier here in Florida. I'm now spending $200 per month, and the coverage is better. I did my due diligence. You should always do yours as well. I talked to doctors who are using it. I talked to patients who've had surgical procedures required them, and Liberty's paid them. So look, I can't tell you the inner workings of the company. I've talked with the CEO numerous times. You've heard me, Dale Bellis, amazing guy. He's a revolutionary in healthcare cost sharing. You got to be in good health, no surgeries, no drinking, no smoking. Well, I shouldn't say no drinking, moderate drinking, but no surgeries for the past couple of years. And you have to be able to prove that with the release of your medical records, obviously. Can't say enough good things about them. They've been a wonderful partner. And not only have I profited from their sponsorship opportunities, but when it comes to how much I'm saving, over $10,000 per year, I think it's more than that, close to $12,000. But with the costs going up, I think my regular coverage is going to go up 20% this year. So I'll be saving well over $1,000, probably $1,100, $1,200 per month this coming year. And it's just been a windfall. And I would recommend that you go look at Aflac and other supplemental healthcare coverage insurance companies. They still make money on this. They pay you a fixed amount when you're in the hospital for a certain amount of time. Cancer coverage, accident coverage, and a number of others. Highly recommended. Take a look at them. We have no affiliation with Aflac. Also, self-directed IRAs. Something to think about. Real estate. Real estate could be hitting another peak. I rather doubt it because they keep loosening the mortgage standards. Nobody learns anything from history, you know that. But still, it's not as bad as the liar loans of yesteryear. You have to have income. You got to have some equity, although Fannie and Freddie cut the down payment requirement to 3.5%. Plus, you got to pay your closing costs. Problems could easily be ahead there because incomes aren't going up. If unemployment spikes, which it could very well do this year, housing will bear the brunt of it. And there was a statement made in the movie by Brad Pitt's character, and he said that for every million people who become unemployed, there's 40,000 people that die. I don't know if this is true. It sounds anecdotal to me. I've tried to check it out. I can't find anything about it. If you know something about it, send me the link and I'll credit you and I'll put it up on the site. If you want to come on the show, talk about what the show's meant to you and what you think about the economy, political situation, I would love nothing better than to have you on the show, like I've had so many others who are part of the FSN community. Hey, don't forget, we've got FSN Connect on Facebook, and we've also got a page there, a fan page. So, and you can always friend me on Facebook, on just go to Kerry Lutz, Facebook/Kerry Lutz, I think it is. Just search me, you'll find me. I'm there. And like I said, thank you again so much. We passed, I think, 16 million downloads in the history of the show, and it's picking up. I mean, I just see it. We're up 50% a month. So check out financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up. I will do my best to get you out an end of the year newsletter. I know I've been lax on it. If any of you out there are interested in joint venturing with me on the newsletter, becoming the editor in chief of it, I'm all for it. I just don't have the time oftentimes to put the letter together. I really want to. Got some webinars coming up after the first of the year. I think you're really going to like. So sign up on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And special thanks to our webmaster, Stefan. He spends hours and hours every day just so you can get the latest stories from sources all over the world. He just does an incredible job. Can't say enough good things about you, Stefan. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to all of you out there. And we will talk again in 2016. Just buckle your seatbelt.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.